Well, every Tuesday we do the Dial a Doc program, and today we go and we're talking about FHN Hospice today. Sherry Gertsch is with us here today from FHN. Hey, Sherry, good morning. Hello to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for joining me here today. I know, just to clarify here, apparently there's two types of care at FHN that could be confused: hospice and supportive care. Define those two services for us and explain how they're different, Sherry.
Sure. So hospice care is actually terminal or end-of-life care that is appropriate when a patient has what we believe is probably 6 months or less to live if their disease continues to progress the way we feel it's going to. Of course, that's not guaranteed, but it's a good guideline for us to start with. And supportive care can actually be appropriate at any point in someone's life, and we really focus on chronic and serious illnesses and focus on symptom management, trying to reduce the number of hospitalizations and offer services for people in their homes to help with all of their primary care and other specialists.
All right. And what kinds of services are available then through FHN Hospice?
So hospice is an entire team of people that includes nurses and certified nursing assistants that help with personal care, social workers that can help with emotional support and resources, the chaplain for spiritual support, and a group of volunteers that can just be with the patient when needed.
And what about some misconceptions about hospice? Kind of walk us through that.
So unfortunately, a lot of people think that hospice is only appropriate when somebody is actively dying or very near death. When in fact, we know that we do the most good when we're able to start with patients months before the end of their life, so we can support the patients and their families all the way through rather than immediately at the end. And it's been shown many times that people actually have a better quality of death if we're able to help them earlier in this process. Another misconception is that when you choose hospice, you're actually expediting the dying process or that you're giving up, and that's definitely not true. It's just looking at things a different way and focusing again on those symptoms rather than trying to cure an incurable disease. It's making sure that the symptoms are managed and the patient has as many good days as they can.
We're talking to Sherry Gertsch. She's with the FHN and talking FHN hospice care here today. Sherry, what about people moving in and out of hospice care? Is that possible?
It absolutely is. So this can happen for a number of reasons. Sometimes people just change their minds, which is perfectly okay. And other times there's a change of goals. So somebody has chosen hospice services and there might be a new treatment or they're feeling better and have changed their mind and decide to seek out more aggressive treatment, a surgery. It could be a new medication that's available. And another reason is sometimes our conditions can stabilize. And if a patient and family are doing really well, they're no longer in need of hospice services. In any of those cases, the patient signs out of hospice and they can still have the service again later on in their disease process when they need it.
And Sherry, so far we've been talking about patient-centered here in terms of hospice care, but my understanding is that there are some other services that hospice provides for the family of the patients. Tell us about that.
Hospice is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for questions or needs for the families. So if they're unsure if something is normal or they just want to report something different, it doesn't matter what time of day or what day it is, there's always somebody available that they can talk to and that can make a visit if needed. They also make routine visits and try to educate families on kind of next steps and what do we expect, how does this look like as it progresses, so they're prepared for what they might see in the next days or weeks. A big part of what hospice does is provide emotional support to the patients and families as they're going through this. This is obviously a very trying time for people, and they need somebody to be able to talk to and understand what they're going through. Hospice also covers families and follows families with grief support for a year after every patient dies. So the death doesn't end the services. It just moves it in another direction.
Sherry, what about hospice? Is it covered by insurance?
Absolutely. So hospice is one of the few things that is covered by at 100% by all Medicare and Medicaid plans. All insurance or commercial insurance plans also cover hospice. some at 100%, but some there might be a deductible or copay that hasn't been met. But the important thing to know is that before anybody's admitted into hospice, the hospice team will make sure they understand what their insurance coverage is.
And Sherry, I know that hospice care is carefully regulated by CMS. Why don't you talk about what CMS is and why it's important for people to understand the rating that they provide?
So CMS is the Center for Medicare Services, and it's very important that all hospice agencies are regulated and they go through routine checks and balances just to make sure that they're following all the federal guidelines and standards of care to ensure quality care. And the nice thing is that this information is readily available on the internet. So patients and families can actually look up hospice agencies. They all have to follow the same guidelines, but everybody does it a little differently. So it's nice to know what the survey results have been and also how patients and families have rated each individual hospice agency.
And I know that there's a number of volunteering opportunities available at FHN Hospice. Tell us about this.
Sure. So the hospice volunteers can do many things. There's the direct patient care where volunteers go into a patient's home. Sometimes that's just to sit with a patient while the primary caregiver has to run to the store or has an appointment. They also use hospice volunteers a lot in the office to help with some of the paperwork things, maybe make some patient and family calls. There's a great group of volunteer that helps do different projects and fundraising, and also they do memory bears, and they have volunteers that are doing all of the sewing for those. So that's a really nice program.
And if someone would be interested in maybe becoming an FHN hospice volunteer, how would they go about that?
So the volunteer coordinator holds a number of volunteer classes every year, and that's the first place to start. So people can come in and actually learn what it really looks like to be a volunteer, what things are available, and it really can help decide if that's right for them. So if anybody is even considering it, I recommend that they call the FHN Hospice office, and then they start the class, and if they feel it's not right for them, that's okay. But a lot of people who are unsure really realize that there's a place for them in whatever way is most comfortable for them.
And finally, Sherry, if people want to get connected with FHN Hospice or learn more about the hospice program we've talked about today, how can they find out that information?
So one of the easiest ways is to go on the website, www.fhn.org, and they can also give the hospice office a call if they have any direct questions at 815-599-7240.
All right, Sherry. Great to talk to you. Great information today. We'll talk again soon, all right?
All right. Thank you. Take care, Scott.
Sherry Gertz here today from FHN Hospice. The preceding brought to you today, sponsored by FHN.